I didn't even see Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams
wild,
recently to prompt that unusual.
I love exuberance in the morning.
Open from the 8 o'clock. You know, I'll tell you what gives me a little exuberance today. Maria and I decided to attend the Jail Chaplains Ministry Dessert Social last night as guests of Ed and Nancy Schaefer and Jerry Leach and the Jail Chaplains team. And it was my birthday, you know, so...
Did they sing happy birthday to you?
I wouldn't bring that up, but you yesterday got that secret out of the bag, and then I had to... I didn't have to. I quite enjoyed all the comments I received yesterday from folks, which was very nice. But anyway, so that was our little birthday thing last night, right?
Did you sit at the table with Governor?
Governor's at the next table to us with the good mayor and with the speaker. I sat with Jerry Leach and one of the speakers, who was a repurposed life.
Repurposed.
And got up and told an amazing story. And but here's what stuck with me. I mean, this room was full of stories of people who literally had hit rock bottom.
How many convicts, former ex-convicts, do you think were in the room?
I don't know. I don't know the number.
About a bunch.
I'd have to ask Jerry. Yeah, and you know, nearly a dozen came up on stage with their cardboard testimony. And on one side of the cardboard, it says things like drug addict, you know, lost soul.
Burglar.
Yeah, exactly. All the sort of, you know, one word phrases that would have described them.
Democrat.
At one point. No, there was nothing referencing their political views.
Heidi voter.
nor would that be appropriate.
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank
Forgive
you.
Forgive me.
Anyway, you know, just their life story in a word or two.
Yeah.
Of if you looked at them at their lowest point, what you'd see. And then they flip it over and it's joyful, reformed, free, you know, talk about their faith. It was really neat. And, you know, Maria teared up, you know, she's just like,
it's just overwhelming.
Look at this. This is, you know, these are
this is sons, bottom line,
sons and daughters of people. Think about the, right. their parents and the pain that they went through.
The embarrassment.
And you know, the message to me, the overwhelming message is, for one, I mean, there's nobody that's beyond repair, right?
Right.
That's wonderful. I mean, that is just so marvelous, and that's why this ministry is just fantastic.
These were rock bottom. These people were gone and lost.
Absolutely. You know, and quite honestly, we don't want to talk about them. We don't want to talk about inmates. We don't want to talk about people in jail. We want them to be over there and, you know, hey, Sheriff Laney, get those people locked up, put them behind bars. And, right. you know, you just, it's human trash, right, to the vast majority of people, right. unfortunately. You see them as you know, some unwanted, you know, just problem that needs to be dealt with. And because of programs like the Jail Chaplain Ministry, you know, that everybody's has the potential for a repurposed life and a renewal. And they do that, obviously, through faith and through a really neat program. And Jack Murphy, this famous jewel thief that just had done about everything wrong you possibly could do in life, after having a pretty good start in life, is a prime example. The guy was literally supposed to be in jail till
forever twice.
2,240. It was his first parole date or something. I mean, it just was ridiculous. Had double life and, you know, told his story about how they kept pounding on him and trying to get him into these programs. And finally, one day, just boom, and just told that story about how he needed a new manager. His life
like
was being managed poorly. Yeah, yeah. So it was a neat night. And I think the message, this is what sort of stayed with me all last night and as well into this morning, is that when you're down from whatever brings you down, because we all have burdens, we're starting a new business here, every day is a burden, right? Every day is, and it has been for a number of years. This is a fledgling, young, new business. And you tend to think, oh, my gosh, have I got it bad? Is this tough? Is that, you know, you want more business, you want more, and listen, think about it. These people who literally were behind bars, incarcerated, heard the slam of those doors, and at the lowest point, lose family members and addictions and, you know, wrong side of the law. And here they are, joyful, peaceful, and renewed.
You know, this is kind of my mother's week a little bit. She said, I remember I was probably seven or eight, and I was begging for something and started whining about something I wanted. And she said, I complained because I had no shoes until I met a man that had no feet. You know, we've got it better than so many people.
So true. So true. This is a good reminder. And again, kudos to all of the folks, Pastor Mike and Captain Mike and Jerry Leach and their whole team. It really is just an amazing, amazing deal. And, you know, so much of that goes on. What I found interesting is that, you know, as Jack Murphy travels all over the world, right, literally. And he said, this is such an oasis. You have no idea. Your sheriff, you know, this program, this community, I see it in everybody. This is, you know, and it's not just Fargo. It's here. It's a good chunk of Minnesota. It's North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
You know, this place is different. We take that for granted too often.
You get into a place like where there's 30, 40 kids killing each other, like in Chicago, a month. You get into places that are so dark. There is such a hardness, such a defensiveness that there is compassion is literally crushed.
It is.
Hardcore, man.
You were in Wahpeton, North Dakota last night for a little Freedom Club talk. How did things go there?
Pizza Ranch? Well, it must have gone pretty well because I was supposed to go till 8:30, and I think the Pizza Ranch closed at 9. I had free dinner. Somebody bought me, and I went on. People kept asking questions, and pretty soon I noticed that the Pizza Ranch had closed down. The chicken was gone. The pizza was gone. So I talked myself right through supper.
You talked yourself out of dinner.
I did. But then they took me over to the coffee cup, and we went over in a frying pan, and they bought me a little more num-num, and we had another hour of great conversation. Wonderful people. That's a good, solid tea party over there.
So you met with some folks there. You did a little Q&A and talked about the Freedom Club and the Founding Fathers.
Brought them a bunch of impeachment petitions, taught them about that. But most of my 90% of my whole talk was about the faith of our fathers and the history, going back to the Helots, the slaves of the Greek Spartans that were killed for sport without any. They were treated absolutely as animals. And then if the girl Helots had babies, if they were boys, they became soldiers. If they were girls, they were left to die like the Chinese do now. It was amazing.
How does that slice of history connect to where we find ourselves today?
Because so many of the intellectual left tout Greek and romance it of something it really is. And yes, Plato and Socrates were brilliant. But you've got to remember that Alexander the Great, the most powerful Greek of all, died as a homosexual debauch, just an orgy, at 33 years old. And the Helots, the absolute ruthless, that kids were taught to go out and kill these slaves, and they had open season on slaves every year. So my point is, the Founding Fathers didn't base America on the Greek Republic. It was based on the Judeo-Christian education. I talked about how they were educated with the New England Primer and with the Bible and with their mothers. And so
you're a great teacher because these things aren't taught in school. And so many of us, you know, one of our advertisers, Bruce Anker from Legacy Steel, was in the other day. And he said, boy, you know, the education I get from Mark the Freedom Poet in the afternoon, I so appreciate it. And it's our contribution because it's about the only thing I believe is going to save this country is to revisit the words of the Founding Fathers. We have some news headlines to get to here, and we'll do that into the next break here a little bit. What did you think of the Minnesota Teacher of the Year suggesting that they were the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 99%?
No, the 1%.
Oh, the 1%, I mean, yeah. She's in the 99.
Well, it just shows you the credibility of that award, although they've had some great ones in the past. But class hatred, absolute communist class hatred.
From a teacher.
You got to understand that the education system does not reward the best. She won't get a raise for that. You don't have that in your contract. The very best teachers will get paid the exact same as the very worst teachers if they've got the same educational tract and seniority. They don't have a free enterprise system.
Also want to talk about a judge. U.S. District Judge Daniel Hovland ruled against the two environmental groups in their claim that political contributions to the Public Service Commission officials were illegal. So he ruled against them.
Right.
But in doing so, he made the comment that although the acceptance of campaign contributions from such entities may be lawful, the decision to do so is ill-advised, devoid of common sense, and raises legitimate questions as to the appearance of impropriety. Now, that seemed like
what?
Not calling balls and strikes, but some real significant commentary. opinion
just
from the judge.
Just imagine if the appearance of evil standard was applied to Obama. Send me $10 million and I'll send Solyndra a half a billion.
Anyway, that was a news item from yesterday. We're going to get back to that and a couple other things. Also, tell you about a jam-packed What's on Your Mind. Steve Bach and I will do that next. Mark and I have more headlines and also talk sports at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for all that coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants that made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I will be chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer, as well as a heritage expert on the impacts of Obamacare in the state. Coming up, there are our guests. A couple of hot topics we'll tackle as well. And we'll give you a preview of a couple of those that are on our mind in just a moment here. Bob in Grafton is waiting to weigh in, however, at 855-200-1776. What's on your mind, Bob?
Morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call in and say that, it was, I had the pleasure of meeting you, Scott, and you, Mark, last Thursday with my wife and kids and I when we were down here in Fargo. And I just wanted to say that I couldn't have met a more better, honorable couple of gentlemen who really honestly care about their country and, care about the moral issues of the day and the moral common sense of the Bible. And I'm just, I'm so proud to be able to meet you guys and all that you do. And I really, really wish your radio station and your show the best success. You guys definitely have your finger on the pulse of the moral and political issues of the day. And so I just I congratulate you guys, and I look forward to meeting you again here sometime in the future.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's very nice of you, and we love the folks up in Spud Country in Grafton, and very kind of you to listen, and certainly to have stopped in, and also to call and share those very kind comments. Thank you, Bob. It's very nice.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Take care. Good to talk to you. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number. What's on your mind today, Steve Bakken?
You've been following the story of the former Teacher of the Year, who is basically saying that we're the last line of defense as educators to make our children mediocre. It's kind of the tact I took on it. Minnesota teacher saying that the last line of defense against the one percenters. I don't know, the way I kind of look at it, the one percenters are the successful people in this country, the ones that aspire to greater things.
That is an outrage. First of all, that is...
The last line of defense, and you want to make our kids mediocre? If one of my children, if I were to have children, aspire to be a one percenter, good for them. I did a good job of parenting, and I would hope that somebody did a good job of teaching.
Oh. And by the way, she's the current Teacher of the Year in Minnesota. So it's the most recent award winner. And her exact line was, from where I stand, teachers are the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%. And she gave a speech at the annual Education Minnesota Conference last week. And obviously
the
that comment...
The last line of defense against success.
Yeah.
Great. That's what I want my kids and the kids in this country to aspire to, not be great, not be successful. That's a good goal. That's a really good goal. Thank you for teaching our kids to be mediocre.
Megan Olivia Hall, and by the way, so she's a science teacher at Open World Learning Community in St. Paul, quite a name for a school. I think about all the teachers in the St. Paul public schools who gave up our cost of living raise in 2010 in an effort to limit class size in our district. Teachers are persistent and responsible and generous because we believe every child in America, regardless of circumstances of birth, deserves a decent chance at a good life. From where I stand, teachers create equality of opportunity. From where I stand, teachers are a profession that takes a gritty patriotism. And from where I stand, teachers are the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%.
What's wrong with having an opportunity for a child to have an exemplary life, to be one of that 1%. That's what teachers should be having kids aspire to.
Yes, so I'm looking forward to getting a reaction from our listeners on that today as well. This is in the grand scheme of everything we have to face, I'll admit what's on my mind is not that big a deal, but these stories really bug me that our freedoms slow but sure just get chipped away at in really stupid ways. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, but the smoke police really bug me. The stupidity of it is just unbelievable. Now Valley City has joined the fray, and smoking is no longer allowed in parks, like open-air parks in Valley City. I didn't support it, but I get the fact that the train has sort of left the station on smoking in restaurants and public places and indoors. But, I mean, are we really getting to the point of being beyond stupid when we say you can't smoke in a open space like a park, for crying out loud?
And it's not like it's a crowded space, like maybe a stadium or a concert venue that's outdoors where people are crowded together. That I get. I understand that. And I'm not a smoker either. I've never supported the smoking ban. Just for the simple fact that if it's too smoky, I wouldn't go there. You're going to lose my patronage. But I don't want to infringe on a business owner's right to have their area smoke free or not smoke free. That's their choice on their business. But in a park where you're not having a crowded situation, where you're not having a lot of people crammed into a space, that's awfully excessive to me, Scott. That just seems way over the top.
My gosh. The Tobacco Prevention Coordinator in Valley City says by eliminating all tobacco use in public parks in town, they're not just reversing the normalization of tobacco use, but they're also impacting generations to come. We also have a story that the...
Next, they're going to show up at your house, you know.
Well, you know, quite honestly, that's the thing that kills me. You know, one of the most horrendous versions of child abuse I see is parents that smoke with young kids in the car. You ever seen somebody smoking away and they've got kids strapped in the car seats in the back?
Yeah, and the windows crack just a little bit, but it's blue in the car and you can't see out the windows because the windows are so smoked up. And yet you've got a child strapped in the back seat who probably smokes four packs a day.
Yeah, you know, and so if you really, and we usually hear it's about the kids, and I'm, you know, this is part of the deal with the Valley City Parks, you know, the playgrounds are there and they want kids to see this and everything else, but, you know, do something that makes a difference. Ban it at an open air park. I mean, it's, and of course you can't write any law that's going to stop stupidity, but anyway, that one is, that's right up there. We have, Judge Hovland sharing his, political opinion, I guess, despite ruling against the environmental groups in their claim that political contributions to the PSC were illegal. We're going to tackle that. We also have the strange request from the Obama administration to Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Dakota to go silent and not tell people or disclose how many people had signed up for Obamacare. I mean,
you're
it's
making
like
us look bad. Please stop. Don't do this anymore.
My gosh. And by the way, for those of you that are interested in, if you ever could maneuver the website, what would the choices be? The folks at the Heritage Foundation have done some research on the impacts and what the cost will be of health insurance in North Dakota as a result of this change. They'll join us on the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer, for a full hour in the 10 o'clock hour talking farm bill and government shutdowns and all the rest. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Buchan Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Mark the Freedom Poet is here, Mark Skogerbo. Steve Bakken will join me again here at the top of the hour, and we'll open up the phones. He wants to talk about the Minnesota Teacher of the Year and her problem with success. And I want to talk about smoking in Valley City parks. And judges.
And you never have smoked, have you?
Never once in my life. But, you know.
It's the principle.
It is. It just chips away at little. And again. You know, they're never satisfied to say, okay, we, smoking is no longer allowed in bars. It's always okay, then all public places, and then, now outdoors, and now, you must be 100 yards from, gosh almighty.
You know, the hostility towards smoking is so intense that it's one of the few things, lifestyle things, that are part of Obamacare, where the premiums are higher if you're a smoker, but you can have all other kinds of lifestyle issues that they won't penalize you for as far as premium.
A couple other stories that we should chat about here today. All right. Maybe, Mark, the reason the editorial we saw from Heidi Heitkamp yesterday in the paper, which, by the way, has been fact-checked now by factcheck.org, and
I bet she came up wanting. I will wager that.
Yeah, she lied about the shutdown costs.
Okay.
And of course, yesterday she's very condescending towards anybody that disagreed with her. Do you think comments like hers and this Democratic congressman from the Florida, Alan Grayson, comparing the Tea Party to the KKK,
unrepentant still, by the way,
of course. Do you think it suggests, as Ed Schaefer, our former governor and former ag secretary, did in the book I wrote about the Tea Party, whole chapter on this, his point was, and it stuck with me, the reason they say what they say about the Tea Party is because of its success.
Oh, no doubt about it. They're terrified of the Tea Party because they can't kill the leader. This group in Wahpeton said they don't want to join a bigger one. They want autonomy. The Tea Party has got... You know, there's leaders here and there around the country and, you know, some pretty big groups like Tea Party Express and .com. But the bottom line is these are people that are standing all over the place on their faith and on their constitution, just like you point out in your great book, Grassroots. They're terrified of the breadth of commitment, the character of these people, the fact that they want nothing from the government, and they stand on the Constitution in its original meaning. They hate that. They want us to forget the Constitution as fast as possible. The socialists don't do well when being compared and shown in the light of a limited government constitutional republic. The entire Democrat Party fails miserably. And a lot of Republicans do, by the way.
So, you know, my knee-jerk reaction is always to, you know, want to just pounce on this stuff, but I obviously point out how ridiculous it is to compare that, You know, and again, the Tea Party isn't a party. I think people sometimes misunderstand this.
Right.
It is a way of thinking. It's a set of principles. It's a belief set is what it is. So
it's courageous. They have to never forget the original Tea Party was about Sam Adams and a bunch of his buddies dressing up like Indians, going out on a boat and throwing the Tea Party by the ton into the Boston Harbor because they were taxed enough already. TEA.
Exactly right. But I think maybe the better emotion rather than outrage over it is to wear it like a badge of honor.
Absolutely.
And realize that there is some measure of success here in awakening a whole group of people who want this country simply to return to founding fathers' principles.
I wish you could get a paperback copy of your great book, Grassroots, because we need to push that book again. I really think it's important for people to know the kind of people that are in the Tea Party, because we're being maligned horribly. These people last night for 3 hours are just quiet and respectful. And yeah, a couple people thought I was a little focusing on the faith of our fathers too much and left early. But the vast majority, we couldn't have been sweeter. And even the ones that left did it without any kind of rant.
Why did they leave?
Because I was too religious. No, I was just reading about from Christopher Columbus's journal about being inspired by the Holy Spirit and by Isaiah, where it said I was called from my mother's womb to bring the gospel of Christ, bring a light to the nations and the isles. And
you're saying you're quoting Christopher Columbus.
Quoting and George Washington, quoting James Madison, quoting them in direct quotes, but it was too religious for them.
Well, that's history.
And then I said, you know, like Abraham Lincoln's famous quote, you can have your own opinion, your own theory, but you cannot have your own facts. The facts are the founding fathers were deeply religious Christian people for the 90%+.
Interesting. All right. What other headlines here for you do we have? Well, we have the Minnesota Teacher of the Year decrying the tyranny of the 1%. We're going to tackle that a little later on. We have an assessment. I guess this is pretty much as expected, but the blizzard that cost so many cattle is obviously going to put a dent in the economy. Some folks are
right
concerned about that.
Did you hear about the Montana group of farmers that are doing literally raising herds of pregnant cattle to send to these farmers that have been hit so hard in South Dakota? There's a real movement. Really quickly, 20 ranchers stepped up and said, we'll contribute some pregnant cattle to help you rebuild your herds. There's a lot of good being done by private citizens, you see, and the people that love the federal government answer to everything, they don't like private charity.
Let's tackle some sports headlines. Leslie Frazier, on the topic we tackled yesterday, the coach of the Minnesota Vikings, unyielding in his decision to go with the new QB, Freeman, for the Vikes last weekend, and says he'll start against the Green Bay. What do you make of this QB controversy?
Well, this is what you call doubling down. Obviously, Freeman didn't know the roots, wasn't familiar enough with the people, and they're going against the Packers. Now, think about that. The odds of the Vikings beating the Packers with this hodgepodge quarterback by committee against Rodgers is probably 85 zillion to one. You know? So for Frazier, they were expecting to beat the winless Giants, you know, which is foolhardy anyway, because all Eli has to do is be normal, and they're very formidable. But this, they got no chance. They got no chance at all. And the one thing that the Giants taught everybody else is you can put 9 in the box. This guy, you know, he doesn't know the routes. You can go play man for man. You can drop deep. They held Adrian just a handful of 30 yards because their whole thing. And so poor Adrian. He's got a quarterback out of sync with his receivers. He's got a strong arm. He's 6'6". He's got some potential. I can see why Frazier is hoping that that Freeman is going to have a big-time game, but the 1-5 Vikings are perilously close to embarrassment.
What's the Packers record?
They've won. Forgive me.
4-2.
4-2, yep.
Answered my own question.
That's because you were quicker to scramble than me. See what a young man you are?
Just found the scoreboard here to find out exactly Jim Suhan, who's a columnist for the Star Tribune, says the Vikes should trade Peterson.
Yeah.
What do you think of that idea?
Just makes me itch all over. I want them to get really aggressive with their offensive line and get real creative with their passing attack. I want them to go to the whole next level, not sleep, help Peterson, tell him that they're going to give him the best line and a couple more receivers and get consistent quarterback play. Peterson can run for 2,000 yards again next year. He is such an asset. He's so important to Minnesota. I hope they do everything they can to make him happy. And
did you hear the Minnesota Twins news yesterday?
No.
New member of the coaching staff, Paul Molitor.
Oh, great. He is fantastic. What a work ethic. What an attitude. What a brilliant hitter. What a tremendous and North and St. Paul guy.
You're fired up for that?
Oh, yeah. That's great. He'll be a terrific asset. I love how Harding is playing. You know, this guy with MS blanks Nashville, pitches a shutout as the Wild beat the Predators 2-0. That's just great.
World Series kicks off tonight.
Yeah, that's fun.
You're going to Bo Sox.
I am, and you're going to. Do you want to have a?
I'm doing Stan Musial.
Well, you're going to do Stan Musial. Well, should we have a non-financial gambling? Should we have some sort of a strange
sure.
bet?
Yeah. Smash burger.
Smash burger
on me if
Boston wins.
Boston wins
and a smash burger on me if St. Louis wins.
Exactly right.
Smash burgers are really good.
We had a little birthday lunch here yesterday.
Were you surprised?
With the whole staff.
Because you told me you're just going to meet Maria for lunch, and pretty soon eight people are there. That was funny.
You guys are really
funny. That was funny.
Yeah. Enjoyable, though. It was fun. You're going to be hunting for any bighorn sheep?
Yeah. In fact, I want to get a bighorn sheep suit, and I'm going to just wait until they, and a real cute one, and then when they come up to me, I'm going to have a Bowie knife. And I'm going to kill him with a knife.
I didn't know it was Bighorn Sheep Weekend, but I did read Doug Lehr's column in the forum today, and now I know. There's only four hunters who have a North Dakota Bighorn Sheep license.
That's for the gun license.
For this fall. Yeah.
I have the one dress up like a bighorn and have a knife license.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
In my mind.
Yeah. I'll look for you out there. For sure.
You know, you've heard about the great rite of passage in Norway, don't you? Where you have to run down a Norwegian elk. You have to literally run them down and kill them with a knife, tire them out over the wilderness.
That's real men.
Yeah, real men. Yeah,
real men.
Yeah. And then you've got to skin them, and then you've got to eat them.
Jeff Kolpax tells us that Indiana State's going to play without its star running back on Saturday in the game against the Bison. So. How about that?
Well, the Bison are due for an easy game. It is amazing their last half heroics. They got to be in tremendous shape because they're beating them bad in the third quarter.
Here's a comment for you before we go to the break here.
Good morning. You know, I wanted to respond to Mark's comment about people leaving last night because he was too religious. Ronald Reagan said that you can't stand up for America without standing up for the God that blessed her so abundantly. And, you know, I believe that with all my heart and soul. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'd first apologize for my remarks, and then I said, no, I can't. They're the truth. I'm not apologizing for what I said.
I think it's a good sign you're being good and bold, my man. All right, folks. More coming up after this timeout.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Minnesota Teacher of the Year suggests teaching is one of the best ways. What was her exact quote here? Or teaching is one of the best ways to achieve that dream by opening the doors to higher education that ends poverty. 34-year-old Megan Hall won Education's Minnesota 2013 Teacher of the Year Award in May. In an interview she did with the media at the time, she kept things mostly apolitical, though she did tell the Star Tribune that we believe in liberty and justice for all in this country, but we don't have it yet. But she says, teachers, we, are the last line of defense against the tyranny of the 1%. What should happen to that teacher as a result of that way of thinking? Should she be fired? Just chalk this up as free speech? 855-200-1776, press 1. You can leave your comment. We're going to tackle that topic coming up here. And I've had a snoot full of the smoke police, the latest example being banning smoking in parks in Valley City. Is that stupid? Sensible regulation or absolute stupidity, I ask. Some of you are weighing in already on Facebook. Lee says, stupidity. Can smokers withhold payment of taxes as it puts a ban on them to enjoy an open-air public place they're helping to pay for? Charles says, stupidity. Liberal, jack-booted crap. Normal says, smokers are a minority. Why are they treated? Why aren't they treated like other minorities? Gene says, as a non-smoker who despises the smell of those foul things, I say this is stupid. It's still illegal. It's still legal, rather, to smoke in this country. When did Valley City elect progressive Californians into the city council? I say the smokers in Valley City should all get together and have a smoke out in the park. All right. David says, I hate smoking, but I love freedom. No kidding. Some good comments there, and more welcome on our Facebook page. Let's get one up about the teacher, too, Chris, so we can get folks weighing in on that. My question is, knowing this is how a teacher is in a classroom in St. Paul delivering education to students taxpayers are paying for, you let this comment slide as just some sort of, okay, she's got fringe political views? Or should there be some sort of retribution for all this? We're going to tackle the impacts of Obamacare, specifically get into a study on the average cost increases that will come for North Dakotans and if you're from an area state. They've done this actually for all 50 states for Obamacare, as a result of Obamacare. Heritage Foundation health economists joining us today on the program to answer your questions in that regard. And we do talk radio town halls on Wednesday. Congressman Kevin Cramer for a full hour. Talk about the farm bill. Talk about the EPA hearing he's requested. Talking about a favorable ruling for him on the campaign contribution controversy that was before a federal judge in North Dakota and has been tossed out. Some upcoming Coffee with Cramer events. The Obamacare rollout. As well as the fallout from the government shutdown. Let's get Brad and Grand Forks here ahead of the quick check of the weather. Brad, I got about a minute for you, quickly.
Hey, real quick, this teacher of the year, nothing should happen to her. You know, we disagree with her in a stupid comment, and she is totally off base. But, you know, unfortunately, in this case, unfortunately, I should say unfortunately, it's freedom of speech. She can say what she wants. As far as the smoking thing goes, it's silly to me how they're trying so hard to find ways to ban cigarettes, but can't find enough ways to legalize marijuana.
good point,
Brad. That's the silliest thing to me.
Appreciate the call. 32 and cloudy right now in Fargo. The valley today looks like we'll have temps in the upper 30s. Sunshine in the afternoon. So we'll take that. I hit 28 tonight, 41 tomorrow with some sunshine, partly sunny skies. 28 on Thursday night, so we'll be a couple of cool nights here below freezing tonight and tomorrow night. Friday, 52. That'll be about the warmest it's going to get all the way through Monday. Weekend in the 40s and for highs and 30s for lows in the valley. Out the oil patch, cloudy and 28 at this hour. Some sunshine headed that way this afternoon as well. And temp will climb up to 37 is all. Sunshine tomorrow and 39. Overnight lows, get this, tonight in the patch in the low 20s. Low 20s, yeah. 39 tomorrow, upper 20s for lows. Friday, 54 and sunny, but 25 for an overnight low. Saturday and Sunday, low 40s, upper 30s for temps. But next week, we're talking about lows in the teens in the patch. Yeah. Mid-teens, too, like 14, 19. I mean, whew. So we're cooling off considerably. 28 in Grand Forks under cloudy skies. Minot cloudy and 30. Bismarck cloudy, 34. Dickinson fog, 37 degrees at this hour. And, of course, I mentioned the Tioga cloudy, 28. Fargo cloudy, 32. What's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.